Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, I have a question for you.
Me, yes.
Now that Big Mike has basically said he is not coming back.
Here I come to save the day.
Sorry, no thank you.
No more FAM. No more FAM. Mike announced yesterday on his show that he will be honoring his retirement date of December 15th. And with that being said, I figured, okay, we'll come in this morning, see how everybody's doing, see what the level of
here I come to save the day
morale is and all
I'll
that
piss.
Other stuff. Okay, we got you. And I look at Jerry, and he's got this really nice shirt on, and I'm thinking, my man's got some meeting with the bigwigs.
I'm thinking
that you have some sort of meeting going on.
I have no meeting with anybody.
Are you sure you don't have a meeting going on?
I'm pretty sure.
You just decided to wear an ironed
shirt.
Button-down collared shirt.
Actually, I did, yes. Is that okay with you? I don't need you putting that on Twitter either, that I have a meeting after the show.
You sure? Maybe you do.
I do not. Now, I might.
Do you want to tell us something that we don't know?
But I do not today.
I might in the future. You see that?
Oh, you see that? He's leaving the door open now.
Who knows?
So maybe this is a meeting to call for a meeting.
No, there's no.
I would like to set up a meeting.
I promise you, I do not have a meeting. So you can all have your little theories.
I don't know about you, Jerry.
I do not have a meeting.
So you thought, I'm going to be comfortable today. I'll wear this stiff button-down.
Why is it stiff?
It was very stiff. You're stiff. You're stiff.
All right, fine. Steve. Everybody's stiff.
All right, CeeLo. Speaking of stiff.
Brought to you by Infinity of Massapequa. Appreciate that. Family-owned and operated since their inception in 1989. Shop 24/7 at infinityofmassapequa.com. I'm going to start with the Giants because they are all the rage right now. Ben McAdoo, conference call yesterday. What's the message after reviewing the loss to the Lions?
No, we're not going to panic. We're not the first good team to start 0-2.
But time is ticking quickly. Road game against the Eagles on the way. Everyone wants to know about Ereck Flowers. Will he remain the starting left tackle?
Absolutely. Ereck is a young player. He did some good things in the ball game yesterday. He gets singled out, and that's the way it goes in this league.
I know it's kind of coach speak, but what exactly are the good things he did in the
ballgame? Well, the problem is there were two major sacks that he gave up, and Ziggy Ansah basically either tore through him or ran around him.
Yeah.
And those things are obvious for everybody to see.
Mm-hmm.
And every Giant fan in passing situations is watching him. And it's unfortunate, but that's the life you lead. What I would do if I were the Giants, I would call up Anthony Munoz and tell him to come in for a couple weeks just to work with the Ereck Flowers and talk about footwork and talk about body, body posture and things of that nature and how to make sure you put yourself in a good situation not to allow what Ziggy Ansah did to you. But it's probably too late for that right now.
Perhaps you could facilitate that for the Giants.
Well, I've already put it out there, so there it is.
There you go. McAdoo did say they will make some changes this week to try and jumpstart things. Did not rule out giving up his play-calling duties. We know he was critical of Eli Manning following the game Monday night, more so about that fourth down delay of game. Either way, the veteran quarterback certainly understands any heat coming his way right now.
You lose games, you only score 10 points. You deserve some criticism.
And that was Eli with Mike here on the Fan yesterday.
You got a paid spot. You call in, but you do it from your Bluetooth in your car.
Speakerphone, yeah.
Well, what do you want him to do it from?
I mean, maybe from a hard line so it actually sounds good. I used to do it from
Nobody
a hard line.
Even, who owns a hard line anymore? You still have a phone in your house?
Yes.
I have a hard line.
Al, you have a phone in your house?
I do not.
No, of course you don't. Most don't. It's 2017.
Mm. All right. Well, I don't know. It's just kind of weird.
It comes with a lot of the packages,
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you use
Rope
it, though.
It in there. Well, you said have it or use it. That's two different stories.
I have it part of the package you're talking about. I do not have a phone plugged into it, though.
Well, I have poor cell phone reception where I live, so the hard line comes in handy.
God, exactly.
All right?
Not everybody lives in like a
tough guy. I think you guys are out of touch. That's all.
No, obviously, I have a cell phone, but, I got the hard line as well. You never know.
Text and cell phones.
Mm.
Continue.
All right. You also had the Jets waving return man Khalif Raymond after he muffed that punt in Sunday's loss to the Raiders. With that out of the way, we turn our attention out of the Yankees, who really opened up some nice breathing room with another win over the Twins.
Now here's the 1-2. Hit on the ground at first. And it's booted by Maurer. How do you like that? Everyone is safe.
John Sterling on the fan. Believe it or not,
that was two out.
That was like the most excited he got on the calls last night.
Even
was the
with
error.
Gardner and Ellsbury, what they did, really?
A little bit. That was the most fired up.
Joe Mauer, I think he's just, like the Don Mattingly of the Twins, right? He's a guy that he's got to make that play, man.
Yes. Well, obviously,
especially a catcher turned first baseman.
But maybe John, as you said, is just so used to the Yankees
pounding
the Twins time after time.
And by the way, I say the Don Mattingly of the Twins is that, you know, he's kind of borderline Hall of Famer,
yes.
right?
And injuries have impacted his career, certainly. So that gave the Yanks a 4-2 lead in the fifth on their way to a 5-2 victory over Minnesota at the stadium. Three hits apiece for Brett Gardner and Starlin Castro. They combined to drive in three of the five runs. Aaron Judge, a couple of hits and a sack fly.
Here's
to put
why
the Yanks
you can't
ahead.
Take the Twins seriously. Mm-hmm. How about we talk about Chad Green and Aroldis Chapman and Dellin Betances and David Robertson. How about Buddy Boshers? Who the hell is Buddy Boshers? Right? All right, Dylan G. All right, he comes out of the bullpen, and this name I love, Bushnitz. Well, who are they? Come on.
Jerry, they're guys making their, you know, and then they're in the majors.
They're professionals.
Jerry. Who are you to question who they are?
I'm a guy watching a team in the morning over there on CBS Sports.
I'm
a guy watching a team that's got a good lineup, and they're not going anywhere.
All right. Aroldis Chapman
You do have a lot of starch in that collar, by the way.
Okay, you have starch on your head. What do you want from me?
Okay, I'm sorry. You know, it's amazing. As we get closer to the end of the week, the more comfortable he gets in the power chair.
I'm sorry.
He's breathing a lot of fire.
And I know what he's doing now. You know, is that the big uppity muckety mucks are listening,
and he wants to show that he has an opinion.
Well, I think he looks at it this way.
It's like, you know, he's got nothing to lose, so he can show he's got an opinion, but
right
he also
here.
Knows. Right, yeah.
Well, I'm not trying to do anything.
Throw it out there, Jerry. Just throw it out there. See what happens. See what sticks. You got nothing to lose.
Aroldis Chapman's 28 saves.
You guys are after each other here too. As the week has gone on, I notice a little snippiness between the two of you.
Gotta have a little edginess, you know.
I'm looking for edge.
It'll wake people up.
I'm looking for like that D'Angelo kid. I need a little edge on my team.
You know what Jerry was doing last night?
What?
Tell him, Jerry.
He was playing dodgeball.
I told him.
He's got little kids pegging each other with dodgeballs.
I like it.
By the way, that was a little much.
What do you mean?
You got like kids 5 feet away from one another. Railing on one.
I hope you did that. Did you play?
No, I didn't play. I'm running the thing.
Oh, you're running the thing.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm sitting there. Every ball that's being thrown, I'm sitting there. Don't break your nose. Please don't break your face. That was not a good idea.
You know, there are going to be lawyers out there. They're just going to entangle you into some sort of liability lawsuit.
We have insurance. That's
have
all
you
good.
Been wronged by a coach?
Or a teacher, as he
or
calls them?
Or a teacher?
Them?
No.
Yes.
No, no.
Sue
it'll
his
be
ass.
Fine. The kids had a blast. It just got a little out of control.
The kids had a blast. The parents watching it, maybe not so much. But then again, they signed them up for it.
Yeah,
so,
maybe next time I'll come over there and play, and I'll show a few of those kids what it's all about.
They won't come back after that.
Yeah. Exactly right.
Well, go ahead.
So Aroldis Chapman had the save. The Yanks got three scoreless out of the bullpen in relief of C.C. Sabathia. Big from him. He limited the damage after the Twins loaded the bases with no one out in the first. Went on to pitch six innings to pick up his 12th win.
Luckily, my stuff was pretty good coming out of the bullpen because I had to make some pitches. You know, everything kind of happened so quick.
Single, bunt single to start it, but he got a double play to water down that Twins rally. Meantime, the Red Sox won again in extra innings again, 1-0 over the Orioles in 11.
18-4 now, right, in extra innings?
That sounds right.
I think it's
did we say 11 and 4.
And 4
yesterday or
no,
16
I
and 4?
I thought it was 17 and 4.
All right. Well, 17 and 4. Yes,
way
anyway.
Way to be on your mark, guys.
Yeah, well, what the hell is it?
Is it 18 and 4? Is it 17
Jerry
and 4?
Jerry seems pretty confident.
What is it?
18
and
4.
He's on top of it. All right, so we'll give him that. The Yanks now are 6 clear of Minnesota in the wild card race, but still 3 back of Boston atop the AL East. Joe Girardi says stay the course.
Let's pay attention to what we do, and I like the way we're playing, and I think that's important, and we need to continue to play that way, and let's see what happens.
And with
that
in mind,
that's a good message there by a good manager.
That is the message.
Yes.
They will start Luis Severino this afternoon instead of Masahiro Tanaka.
It allows for him to start 3 more times if needed.
And it lines him up for the final Sunday of the regular season should the division be in play. If not, he would then go in the wild card game the following night. Severino opposed by old friend Bartolo Colon today. We'll have pregame on the fan at 12:25. I know the season is basically over for the Mets, and what more is there to say, but they keep finding new ways to lose.
1-1, peg deep in the air, left field, got a shot to go and end the game. It is gone. It's in the bullpen, and Real Muto walks it off.
Josh Lewin, WOR, JT Real Muto with his 17th. In the bottom of the 10th, Marlins come back to win 5-4. A.J. Ramos blows his first save as a Met and does so against his former team. He allowed 5 hits, a walk, and 3 runs in just 2/3 of an inning.
Matt Harvey-like.
Yeah, Paul Sewald got them out of the 9th, but then he gave up the game winner in the 10th. And oh, by the way, prized rookie Ahmed Rosario out of the lineup again.
How about this, Boomer?
He's been violently ill since they got to Miami on Sunday night.
So this poor kid comes up on a team that can't keep any anybody healthy. He has a finger issue, misses 4, 5, 6 games, whatever it was. Has a stomach issue, misses a couple of games. And now he's so sick, they can't even get him to the ballpark.
Yeah,
I had to go to the hospital.
Obviously ate something wrong, it sounds like, or he has a stomach flu or something like that.
Terry Collins said he thinks it's worse than the stomach flu.
So and
it's
some sort of like viral
infection. He had a stomach bug back in July when he was at AAA in Las Vegas that knocked him out of the lineup a couple times. This one, they actually sent him to the hospital on Monday night. Awful. So
I hope it's something that will run its course and doesn't something that sticks around. I mean, it's just I feel bad for that kid because, you know, this is his dream. This is what he wants.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's too bad. I mean, Jose Reyes was 4 for 5 last night and hit another
home run
in an oh-by-the-way game.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm. Also of note, speaking of home runs, baseball setting a new record, 5,694 of them on the season. And the record breaker was blasted by Alex Gordon of the Royals, who coincidentally is having just a horrendous year in Kansas City. They lost that game to the Blue Jays.
Let's go to Anthony in Belleville. What's happening, brother?
Boomer, Recco, and CeeLo, tell your friends.
Tell your friends. What do you got there, kid?
Hey, we could see Jerry Recco's got the old big interview today.
Yeah.
So we definitely could tell that CeeLo does not.
Yeah, he's got a yellow. I don't know what guy. I think it's a yellow shirt. What is
neon
that?
Neon green, maybe?
Is it green or yellow?
Know.
Yeah, he does not have an interview. That's for sure.
I was out of sweatshirts to wear today.
Does it have the little alligator there on the left hand?
Got an eagle.
It's an eagle.
Yeah.
That's an American Eagle shirt is what he got. Thanks, Anthony, for noticing all that.
Oh, boy. This is an awkward transition, but we'll end on this. Brian Boyle, former Ranger, now with the Devils, diagnosed with a treatable form of leukemia.
He's got CML, which is known as chronic myeloid leukemia, and yes, you can treat it.
Yes.
And it's unfortunate for Brian, or the Boiler, as they call him in hockey parlance. But Jason Blake for the Islanders had this back in 2007, I believe, and lasted another 6 years to play in his NHL career. And, you know, Brian is like every other hockey player, he'll take it in stride, and I guarantee you will see him in a Devil's uniform. You watch.
He said he's
hoping to start.
You watch.
Is that possible?
He's hoping to start the regular season.
These hockey players, they're crazy, they're nuts, and that's the kind of attitude you have to have to deal with something like this. And it's treatable with treatments and drugs and all that other stuff. And Jason Blake was proof of that. And I don't necessarily know that Brian knew this yesterday and then found out about it. And then told Fred Shiro over there, their general manager, he wants a contract extension. So I do like the sense of humor that Brian brought to this whole thing. Our prayers are with him. And certainly, if there's anybody that can overcome something like this, it is a hockey player.
You know what you love about the attitude, too? He said, don't worry about the condition. When I'm out there, there's no excuses. If I suck, it's because I suck.
Yes,
it's not because of anything else.
Well, he basically said, look, I didn't even know I had it because I feel fine. And they'll treat it now, and hopefully he can resume his career. And he's got a 2-year deal with the Devils, and he'll be a big reason why the Devils would be significantly better this year than they were last year because of the things that he brings to that team. So prayers are with him, and I certainly expect that he'll play this year.
Hope for the best, absolutely.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.